Cruz, Hamas rockets fired into Israel might as well have Joe Biden's name written on the side on it. By Jeff Poor on May 20, 2021. Wednesday, during an appearance on FNC's Hannity, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, blasted President Joe Biden's approach to the Hamas-Israel conflict. The Texas Republican U.S. Senator argued the Biden administration had undermined Israel's Netanyahu government, working in Hamas' favor. Partial transcript as follows. Cruz, what Biden and Kamala Harris are pursuing is exactly backwards. Our friends and allies, the people we should be standing alongside with. He's alienating, undermining, insulting, lecturing and attacking. Our enemies, the people who want to kill us. He's sending money to, supporting, praising and kissing their rear ends. So whether that is Russia and Biden signing off on the Putin pipeline, whether that is China and Biden nominating pro-China cabinet nominees who are unwilling to stand up to Chinese aggression, or whether it's Iran and Biden wanting to send billions of dollars to the Ayatollah Khamenei who chants death to America. You know, if you think about it, Sean, 9 months ago, in the Middle East, we had peace flowering everywhere. We had the Abraham Accords. I was at the White House for the signing of the Abraham Accords. Incredible victories that President Trump had won by standing strongly and unequivocally with Israel. Joe Biden came in and in just 4 months, he's frittered all of that away. He's undermined Israel and Prime Minister Netanyahu. He sent over $100 million to the Palestinian Authority, the PA, which is in bed with Hamas. Hamas, the terrorists that are firing the rockets you're showing right now. They fired over 4,000 rockets into Israel. And every one of those rockets might as well have Joe Biden's name written on the side of it. Because it is his weakness, his appeasement, his moral relativism and ambiguity, his lack of backbone to stand up and stand with Israel that is causing this war in the Middle East. Let me tell you, Sean, what he ought to do. He ought to stand up and say rather than lecturing Netanyahu, rather than being arrogant and attacking our friends, he ought to say America stands unequivocally with Israel, period, the end. The Hamas terrorists need to stop right now. Israel has an absolute right to defend itself. If Hamas terrorists attack Israel, they will be dealt with and they will be killed. And he needs to right now replenish Israel's Iron Dome missiles. They're firing missiles to intercept these Hamas rockets. They fired thousands of Iron Dome missiles. But, you know, instead, Joe Biden is appeasing Achenklaib and the radical left. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.